It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The government's still open through February 18th, so we got that going for us. But it didn't come without some 11th hour drama, as a group of Republican senators were ready to shut it all down over the president's COVID vaccine mandate and testing policy. Amazing. The House passed the stopgap measure late Thursday afternoon, and the Senate finally did too in a 69-28 vote after members rejected a Republican amendment that would have banned private sector vaccine mandates. But Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer still has multiple legislative mountains to move in the coming days, like passing the National Defense Authorization Act. Marco Rubio is holding that one up because, well, he wants to be president. And this is getting his name in the news. Then there's the debt ceiling, which we will hit by December 15th. Schumer and McConnell are reported to be discussing attaching the debt limit increase to a compromise NDAA, though others think that's a bad idea. And of course, there's the Build Back Better Act, which Schumer wants passed before Christmas. But the usual suspects, Kyrsten Sinema, has reportedly been telling colleagues she doesn't believe they'll meet that deadline, and Joe Manchin is saying that a vote will likely have to wait until 2022. In COVID news, President Biden on Thursday announced a shift in policy and some new steps to combat COVID-19 this winter. New rules going into effect on Monday will require travelers coming to the U.S. to test negative one day before departure instead of up to 3 days before entering the country. These changes and others underscore the potential threat posed by the newly discovered Omicron variant. Separately, several Republican-led states, get this, are expanding unemployment benefits to unvaccinated residents who lose their jobs due to vaccine mandates. Wow. So Omicron has arrived here. A second person, a Minnesota resident, tested positive for the variant. This is a fully vaccinated man who was recently in New York City for an anime convention. By the end of Thursday, cases had been confirmed in 5 states, and New York alone had 5 infections. And check this out. Missouri's health department found in an analysis that mask mandates prevent coronavirus infections and save lives, but the state did not release the data publicly. The Missouri Independent reported on Wednesday that the health department's analysis found lower infection and death rates in the 4 areas of Missouri with mask mandates. That would be St. Louis, St. Louis County, Kansas City, and Jackson County. From the end of April until the end of October, that was the peak of Missouri's Delta wave. Masked areas had 15.8 new COVID-19 cases per day for every 100,000 residents. Areas without mask mandates had 21.7 daily new cases per 1,000 residents. Areas with mandates also had fewer deaths. Let that sink in for a moment. And then let's look to Germany. On Thursday, Germany said it was imposing a nationwide lockdown for the unvaccinated. These people are banned from entering non-essential businesses, but they can go to essential ones like supermarkets and pharmacies. Outgoing Chancellor Angela Merkel and her successor, Olaf Scholz, made this announcement, adding that unvaccinated people are also forbidden to meet with more than 2 people from another household. Crowds at large events like soccer matches will be limited, and bars and restaurants in areas with high infection rates will be shut down. Merkel saying, quote, "The fourth wave must be broken, and this has not yet been achieved." And we have idiots in the Senate trying to shut down the government because the president wants to protect the American people. Amazing. The FOIA master struck again. We'll soon see what's behind the blacked out text in 10 passages in the former special counsel Robert Mueller's report, this following a year-long battle by Jason Leopold in BuzzFeed News. In an 18-page opinion issued Tuesday, a 3-judge panel of the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit unanimously ruled that there is significant public interest in lifting the veil of secrecy and that, quote, disclosure would also show how the special counsel interpreted the relevant law and applied it to already public facts in reaching his declination decisions. One of the passages to be unmasked discusses the decision not to bring criminal charges against Donald Trump Jr. and others. Jason Leopold guests on the Nicole Sandler Show Friday afternoon to tell us more. Following the broadcast, that interview is posted at NicoleSandler.com. Meanwhile, the troubles continue mounting for the former guy. U.S. District Judge Linda Parker on Thursday ordered Sidney Powell, Lynn Wood, and seven other lawyers allied with the former guy to pay Detroit and Michigan a total of $175,000 for abusing the court system with a baseless lawsuit claiming election fraud and seeking to overturn Trump's 2020 election loss in the state. The lawyers have a month to pay the fines, which will cover what the city and state spent fighting the lawsuits. Michigan is also seeking the disbarment of four of the lawyers, including Powell, best known for vowing to release the Kraken. Yeah. Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson said the sanctions show there are consequences to filing meritless lawsuits. Let's hope so. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.